No industry is immune from budget cuts. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, it seems so.
There's one thing as a sports station we acknowledge on the daily. Life is precarious.
Yeah.
You never know what could happen. Especially the radio business. As we look outside in the hallway, very unstable, is that a Cybertruck that's parked right here at Cumulus headquarters? Let's open the door and welcome in, from the Doge team, Elon Musk. Wow.
Thank you for having me on today.
Man, what a weird accent that is.
Well, it's South Africa.
Well, it's an interesting thing because you bring up a good point, and you don't seem very cultured. I'm from South Africa, and not every South African speaks the way Daddy talks on Twitter. And so, but I'm not here to talk about the flimsy premise and the flimsy voice. Doge is here to connect any potential cuts to eliminate waste to Cumulus Media in the ticket, and just got done with the Wolf. Eliminated 13 minutes of waste on air over there just a minute ago.
Oh, good.
Yeah, well, if I remember correctly, you own a car company, Elon, so what makes you qualified to make these kind of cuts?
And that's the thing. If you take a look at what I've accomplished as recent as yesterday, I personally rescued the Space Warriors from the International Space Station, flew the shuttle myself, successfully, I might add. I'm the former home run king. I also have other companies.
You are not Hank Aaron, sir, even if you sound like British Hank Aaron.
My other companies, Twitter and the electric car thing, both doing extremely well. Just ask anybody, both doing well. I have lots of money at the moment. And finally, it's all about who you know. One of the big reasons why Davey still has a job up here is because of all those things that he said about the Native Americans and the peoples from India. Mm. So simplest, first things first, while I'm here, the first thing...
Oh,
ketamine's kicking.
Is he okay?
Why are you on ketamine right now? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm perfectly fine talking lizard face boy and blobfish chair, but as I was saying earlier...
My lizard face?
You're the blobfish, unfortunately.
I'm here to conduct Doge cuts to the ticket, so let's begin with a quick visual assessment. I see 4 TVs in the studio. That seems very inefficient.
Yeah?
I count 12 Acer computers in studio collecting dust. Looks like you spent over on your budget there.
None of them work.
Right on that.
I also see 2 hosts, but only 3 legs. Seems very deficient.
Yeah.
Earlier, I heard a irritating laugh from the lizard face over there. We're going to need to get rid of that.
Yeah, that's just how I laugh. Sorry.
You have both an AM and FM signal that seems rather redundant.
I'm reaching out to multiple audiences.
And the show after yours, correct me if I'm wrong, it's 10 hours long?
No, that would be The Invasion. They're 4 hours long.
14 hours long?
No, just 4 hours. Where you have Elon Musk here from, of course, Tesla. And I guess you're here in studio to do Doge cuts at the ticket? Is that why you're here?
A mediocre reset, but yeah, if we are done talking, I'd like to give my final assessment of the station.
Okay.
There's going to be some downsizing. Research shows that listeners love replays over any other form of new content, so mornings from 6 to 9, that time will be exclusively replays.
Okay.
Oh,
seems
man.
Smart. All right.
I don't know about that.
P1s, which I have been told the listeners of your station... which are called that to save time, which I appreciate.
Yeah, then you explain it.
They'll be happy to know that due to successful budget cuts, their favorite duo is returning back to middays starting Monday.
Oh.
Mark Elfenbein and Dale Hansen will co-host from 9 to 3, just like the old days, I'm told.
Everyone's favorite, yeah, midday guys.
They'll be back.
Through our research, after accessing payroll files, I found a salary of somebody named Corby Davidson, which I thought was a glitch, but actually he does make more money than nearly everybody at the ticket combined.
It checks out.
Yet I can't find anybody who could tell me exactly what he does besides ride the coattails of someone named Bob Strum. Our most recent audit of the station, his word count, found that more words are said by Bob in the afternoon by anybody outside Christy Nome during commercial breaks.
oddly specific.
That's going to change as well. So big changes coming to the hard line. I'm eyeing a bloke named Craig Rosengarten, who will replace Corby Davidson as the fraction of the price and nearly equal broadcasting quality. Bob will also be wet go as well, because he's used to firings. He was fired from The Athletic, and he was also fired from the afternoon show earlier. Other areas that will also receive cuts. Another area, Ticker Man, are also going to be replaced by the robot fill-in Ticker Man, AI, the Connolly 3000 that you have on the weekends.
Oh, sorry, Baldy.
While auditing a program called Work in Progress, it shows here that they're comprised of 2 likely undocumented DEI Hispanic immigrants and a mentally challenged... Beta male and spam, is that what I'm reading correctly here?
He's ham, but otherwise, yeah, it's pretty accurate of what this show is.
I think he's questioning our Latino-ness.
Wait a minute, are you Monty?
Yes, I am Monty.
The Monty that features the Nazi history segment every day on the most popular segment of the station?
No, I don't even know what segment you're referring to.
Which is interesting because I'm a fan of Nazi history because, as you know, it's important to not forget the past in order to not repeat it.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
I guess that's what Monty does every day for why today doesn't suck.
So, on that front, keep up the good work here from the bottom of my heart.
No, maybe no. Don't complete that.
Yeah, the action that hand there.
That kind of got you in trouble last time.
Your arm
time.
Was too stiff there.
And as we know, Michael, most of the firings that we've done so far with Doge, this will take effect immediately, and 2 weeks from now, these people will be where they belong, which is right back at the positions that they're being released from today.
Well, why are you doing these firings then if they're going to be right back there?
See, that's an interesting question you bring up. We actually sent the station staff a cumulus email to ask if any of your employees would like to elect to have their position eliminated, and one of your employees responded, yes, I would love to eliminate myself.
Oh, no.
What can you tell me about your coworker, Kevin?
Is he talking about Lando?
It sounds
there?
Like Lando, yeah, and eliminating himself worries me.
Oh, Lando?
Yeah.
The former soldier turned dealer. Is he up here yet? I need to top off my ketamine.
No, he's definitely not awake yet.
I think I'm starting to come down from my... there we go.
And he's passing away.
I'm flying again.
Someone should go tell Ham.
Cybertruck, get me out of here.
I wonder where Ham is.
What a terrible sound effect for a car. And he's gone, just like that.
What is just Devo playing for him? Well, thank you very much, Elon Musk. Ham will be really upset he missed you.
Spam.
We're going to have to...
I had the radio on in the hole.
Oh, you were out there listening. Well, good. Well, there he is, Elon Musk, here on The Ticket.